What a wonderful celebration of our patronal festival, the Feast of St. George, and the many blessings that we have as we bear his name. First, I understand Jeff has something on behalf of the Sunday School.
Today we learned about Jesus being the good shepherd for all of us. So we made a special surprise that the kids get home. We got one here for Mark, and it has a special message that we learned.
Deal with a heart. Jesus loves you. Well, thank you very much. Can I have a hug? Thank you.
And thank you for coming up and sharing with us some of what you did in Sunday school today, because we like to know what you're doing downstairs and what you're learning about. And I especially appreciate that. I'm going to put that on my bulletin board so that I see it all the time. Thank you. It's great to hear what the kids are doing downstairs and what they've done throughout the day today. There's been a change of date in the jazz nights. It was scheduled for this coming Friday night, but because of circumstances, the date has had to change. And it will be a week from Friday, which is May the 8th. And Chris has tickets, he has posters. And so make sure you invite your family and your friends. I think it's going to be a great night. And lots of tapping of toes and maybe even some dancing, one never knows. So make sure everyone knows they're invited. It would be great to see a good number of people here. So there's some flyers. Please distribute them to your friends, your family, the people you work with, your neighbors, wherever you can, the laundromat, wherever you can, the doctor's office. Put one on the table and somebody might pick it up and take a look at it. Thank you, Chris, for all the work that you're putting into that. And I think it's going to be a great night. On the 24th of May, which is not the long weekend, the long weekend is the weekend before. 24th of May is the Feast of Pentecost, and again this year we're looking for people who speak different languages to be part of the Acts reading, and so that it can be read in a variety of languages. If you can help us with that, please either speak to Sister Connie or to me. Preferably write it down though, because especially on Sundays, I don't know about Sister Connie, but I don't remember things much after church. But it's great to have that reading read in multiple languages. As well on that Sunday, I've suggested that everyone wear red. Let's be festive and celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit. And as well on that particular Sunday, we are pleased that the Reverend Canon John Wilton will be here at St. George to be the presiding celebrant at that service. He's quite looking forward to it. He said, I've had the opportunity to preach in the new church, but I haven't had the opportunity to preside. And so for him to be here to preside is wonderful. He said, I don't want to preach, but I'll preside. You'll notice the Help Wanted section of our bulletin today. There's two ministries in particular that we need some help with. We need someone to take over the role of the host of coffee to make sure that that runs smoothly. And we have some suggestions of how we can do that. But if there's anyone who's interested in taking on that ministry, please speak to either Connie or myself or one of the wardens. And the other ministry that is very important in our life is the greeting card ministry. If we have known that you haven't been well or that you've experienced a grief or a death in your family, a card has always been sent out to you. And we want that ministry to continue. It's very valued by the people who receive those greeting cards. So if that's a ministry that you feel that you can take on, please again speak to either Connie, myself, or one of the wardens. I don't think this will affect the 10:30 service as much, but a reminder that next Sunday is Marathon Sunday, which means Yonge Street is closed for a period of time, and so is Church Hill, I believe, lots of closures in the area. I think it's done by the time people will be coming to this service, but just be aware of that and be conscious of that. Alan.
Mark, I would like to present to St. George on Yonge a work of my hand. It consists of a Celtic cross and a message which I think is dear to the hearts of everyone here at St. George. It says, "And the greatest of these is love." And this is the word. And I hope it will be used as the church sees fit.
I want to say thank you, Alan, for this. You talked to me about this a while ago, and I think it is going to be a wonderful addition, and it is going to hang on the middle of our, what I call, pillars over there between the windows. And Alan is working on a few more over time as well. And it will be a great addition in terms of what our space looks like. I'm going to leave it up here, and people can come and have a look at it after. But thank you so much, Alan, for that gift that you've given to us. Lots of announcements today, but I always say lots of announcements means a busy church, and that's always a good thing. One final announcement. Today is the NCD surveys. NCD is Natural Church Development, and it's a process that the diocese encourages parishes to become involved in. Let me make sure I'm right. This is our fourth survey, and once you get in the rhythm of doing surveys fairly regularly and have gotten up to four and more surveys, you start to see trends in terms of what is the gift that the parish has and where are the areas that we can grow more. And so it's exciting for us to be able to enter into that. Can I have the people who are taking part in the NCD survey, if they could please stand? I know there's almost 25 or so. One of the things that we want to say is we wish we could survey everyone, but we can't. So what the committee did is we took a cross-section and we spent about a good hour looking at the list, and these are the people that we have asked to be part of the survey today. And so we thank you, and I want to offer a prayer as we enter into this. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you give us wisdom and you help us to seek understanding. Be present today as we enter into this NCD survey, that it may contribute to the renewal and mission of your church in this place and even beyond. Help us always to beware that we're called to seek your honor and glory. Guide us to perceive the things we can do and grant us the courage to pursue them and always the grace to accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our recessional hymn this morning...